Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and today we are joined by our co-host, Lolita, from the show here. Hope everyone's doing okay. We're going to have a great show today. It looks as if we already have a couple people on the chat room, and we will begin taking callers momentarily. For those of you tuning in today, we do have specials going on at the website if you want to check it out. The website is howpsychic.com, where you can get private readings very affordable, and you can get a lot of times for your buck there. Now, we also are featuring a new booking system on the homepage of the website. Once payment is processed, you may use the Book Now button to book the next available time slot to get in your reading. All right. Lolita, how you doing today? Hello, Lolita. Lolita?
Okay, I'm sorry. I had myself muted.
You got muted.
Yeah, I put myself muted when I kind of, the beginning of the show, but it's all done, fixed. Doing good, thank you. We got a couple callers on the line that's been waiting, so I wanted to get started so we can get to everyone.
Yeah. All right. Okay. You do sound a little bit low on the air right now.
Oh, it's okay. I'm really having, I'm getting ready for the Mercury retrograde. Everything's going a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now I can hear, I know you can hear me better because I just put my mic down.
Most certainly. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we have a question from Wanda. Wanda wants to know if her move to Houston is a good time to go right now.
Okay, Wanda. Actually, it is a great time to move right now. The only thing I still feel lacking a little bit is the financial. But Wanda, I do sense that the money is going to be there, and I do feel that it will be straightened out.
All right. Good, thank you. Let's take our first caller, area code 901-486. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
Hi, Reverend Adam. This is Annabelle.
Hello, Annabelle.
Hey, Reverend Adam. Do you see any changes in management going on in the office soon?
Okay. Annabelle, I'm actually getting by Tuesday and Wednesday of this coming week that change should be taking place, especially if it's the same situation I've spoken to you about.
Yes, sir, it is. Thank you so
mm-hmm.
much. Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, area code 323-253. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Michelle, and I'm calling from California. And I have a
question. Yes, hello, Michelle.
Hi there. My question is regarding work. I'm coming to the end of this month. I'm not sure what I'm going to do financially, and I'm just wondering if you can see something maybe that I can't see.
Okay, Annabelle. Well, I am feeling that, yes, we are going to be coming up on the end of this month in just a few weeks. Now, I am sensing that you are going to end up acquiring a new source of income. Even by next weekend, if that makes any sense. I'm seeing like this coming Friday, you're going to have a nice job offer or new opportunity for money, and I'm feeling that being good. The reason I say job offer is because I'm seeing the new opportunity coming in as something more perpetual rather than just a staple to tide you over.
Do you know where? Is it a place that I haven't?
Well, actually, normally I get this message as a place where the person hasn't looked. But in your case, it does seem to be something you've already looked into, and you didn't seem to have a lot of luck the first time around. But I feel them reaching out to you. So maybe the person that they were going to go with wasn't working out, and then they come to you, something to that effect, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, sorry about that. All right, area code 706-348. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
I'm Mary from Georgia. I was wondering if my friend Patrick would be coming back up to discuss further plans to open a store here with me.
Actually, I am getting a big yes on that, but I feel like the time delay.
Okay.
So I don't know what that means to you, but I'm getting like there's a slight time delay. Doesn't seem to be very long. It may not happen until later on next month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so he will go forward with this then with me.
I believe he will, yes.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
What was the special for tonight?
We're doing the $5 special for 15 minutes. We
One question, right?
Also featuring a couple of others on there, yeah.
Okay, well they can. All right, so tonight's special, $5. 15 minutes, only one question. You can ask it 50 million ways if you want. Let's take her. If anyone has a call or question, please put it in chat, I guess, or call in. All right. So we have Cat Parade online.
Then we are
online.
Also featuring the second festival.
Hold on,
festival.
Adam, mm-hmm. Hold on. We have Cat on the line.
Oh, okay.
She's like oh, my God, like a sergeant, a drill sergeant.
Sorry.
Hold on. We have to have everything in his control here.
I know. This is Kat, and I'm calling from Maryland. And I wanted to know what I'd be doing in the near future with my new spirituality.
Oh, wonderful, hon. Well, I do see you helping a lot of people with that newfound spirituality. On one level, I can see you doing it maybe professionally, but on another level, I see you doing it more on a friendly level with people. I feel there is a sense of messages from spirit with you, so it feels to me like you have a bit of mediumship skill, okay? It also senses to me right now is that you have a lot of clairaudiency and psychometry, where you're able to touch things or touch people and you get vibes from them. You're very empathic in a way, okay? And that's what these gifts are really coming from, is that empathic ability that seems to be governing all the rest of them for you.
Okay, because I'm waiting for them. I don't know. Are they here?
Okay.
They are here, but we're only doing one question per caller.
Well, I'm gonna
sign up for that thingamajig you just mentioned.
Okay. Well, you're gonna stay on the line with us for a minute because you actually called in our show I think about 3 weeks or a month ago to ask that question, and I want to know when did you start your spirituality practice?
started, feeling this change of events in February.
Okay, honey, you're still brand new. I've been going this for 5 years, and I'm still waiting.
Oh.
So you're going to have to not ask that question, and I'm going to tell you some advice here. That will all come when you're ready to receive that. Until then, you must learn how to meditate. You must learn, you go find a mentor that can help you as you get closer and closer to it to help you go through that transition. So right now, you should just be putting out there in the universe, find me a teacher that's going to help me, guide me to these things or help me receive these abilities when they do come. They're not going to come because you think you're ready for it or because Adam is telling you this and that. It's going to come when you're ready. You're just brand new. You got to start. You got to learn the foundation. So until you learn the foundation, as nothing is coming through. We're all gifted. But until you learn basic 101, then nothing else is going to come through. Is that making it much clearer?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
So it's called going back to...
Thank you for stating that, Lolita, because that also would open up the airways for me to tell her that I do training, and I can definitely see the gifts there, but you are right. She needs to fine-tune them before we go to that large scale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you need to have someone that's going to, go to, Earth School. We all go to Earth School, but I think you still need to walk Earth School. You got to learn, the basic foundations of, say, Reiki, the chakras, what meditation is, what guided meditation is, and you'll find... Once you're done the basics, that is definitely the under basics. And, tapping into the law of attraction or secret, any type of energy book that you like to read to get you started, because that will guide you into the right direction. And once you start going into that path, you're going to find yourself in certain areas that you're going to cling yourself to. So it's not going to sit here and come to you. That's a no-no. It's not. Because... I'm still on meditation for the last year, and Adam can tell you because he's my mentor. And I've had my gift for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing, find a mentor. If it's us, well and all good, we're here to teach you. But you've got to go back. You got to learn the basics, hon.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Cool. Were you affected in Maryland when all the stuff went down?
No, we didn't lose our power. Everybody else did.
Yeah, we have family, and my dad lives in Laurel and Greenbelt, so they lost it for 9 days.
They did? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We were very, very lucky.
Well, that is very good. I'm glad that you were not affected. But I do appreciate you calling in from Maryland and giving us a chance to help you. And then, if you definitely need anything, just reach out. Please do.
Okay, thanks.
Well, I'm always going to Maryland. All right, thank you. All right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, Wanda, on that question, definitely give Adam a call on that special, and he can go into it one by one with you, okay? All right. Okay, let's see here. Area code 228-206, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, my name is Shirley, and I'm calling from the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Okay,
and...
Shirley, before you go into your question, hon, normally I let everybody go right into their question here. Shirley, I'm feeling that you've had a lot of difficulty in the past couple of years, at least 2 to 3 years now.
Yes.
Okay. This difficulty, one, seems to be, of course, with the love life, like we all have been going through, but two, seems to be more on your financial and a lot to do with the family. It seems to me like people have just distanced themselves for no reason from you. It also seems to me that everything you've tried to build has been very hard to accomplish. In fact, you're seeing a lot of damage rather than anything good, and every time it looks like you're making some headway, something happens to bring you back to the start line. I'm actually sensing a great breakthrough coming through for you within this month, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was happening around the 28th and the 29th, okay?
Oh, wow, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds wonderful.
But I'm going to go ahead and let you get your specific question in, all right?
Okay, thank you so much for that. I was wondering if you seen Mr. Wright coming into my life after you said earlier about the hardships with love. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely has been some hardships with love, but your most important thing is the hardship elsewhere that you've been going through, and it's time to focus on you. So, yes, I do see that the love life is going to blossom. I do see that Mr. Wright coming in for you. Honey, you've gone through so many people opportunity-wise that have been just the wrong opportunities. It seems to me like you keep getting the trash rather than the gold, okay?
Yeah, right.
But I do see that coming in within this year, but it's not going to be until later on within the year. We're looking at maybe October to November, okay?
Okay.
I'm saying to you right now, the reason for this is because it's time to get everything else going. It's time to build life for yourself again, because now you're coming up within this month on that opportunity for that breakthrough to break all of those bad cycles that have been happening to you and around you, and to bring in all that is new and positive and pure.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm going to add on something to that, too. And just, like, know that if you want that right partner, you got to really take a self-look and see where your situation is. You know, I always, you know, preach, like, wherever you're at this present moment, do you really want to attract that person on the same level of life that you're going through? So always look at it much higher. Put yourself on a higher pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say that, that means that if you got a lot of stuff going on, say, the last couple of years, you really don't want anybody. Because then you're going to attract that person that's on the same life path. When you're better, when you get to that, when you put yourself on that highest pedal and you know that you're physically, emotionally, spiritually free and you can fly like an eagle and you live in the now, just know that that person will come to you. And that's what you should want, not now. You should want that when you're good for yourself, when you can answer that question, can you really get yourself? And when you can answer that, then, and be realistic, though, when you ask that question, not all emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Answer it on a spiritual level, and then you'll have, you know, then you'll know. So just go through your own pace, go through your own everyday life, and get you together for you, and get yourself together so you can attract that person that's on the same vibration. It's like eating certain foods. Your body spiritually goes to certain dimensions, but what we also put in our body, too. So you have to look at life every single way, every aspect, you know?
Right. Okay. I thank you so very much. I appreciate you taking my call and the time.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
I do suggest, hon, that you get a private reading from me because there is a lot to go through, and I feel that you could use the guidance at this time. You're doing a good job, but there just needs to be some things to touch basis on, okay?
All right. Okay.
All right,
I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Have a great night. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Our chat room is kind of lit up there for a second. All right. Area code 815-472. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. It's Tammy Principe, and I'm calling from Illinois. And my question is, I have a big thing that has to do with financial will affect me financially on September 20th. I wanted to see what you saw for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've waited a year and a half.
Fine. You're just too nervous.
I can hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been a long wait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just breathe.
I know. And it's been excruciating now that we're getting so close to that just finalization and having the icing on the cake, so to speak. I feel it's going to go great, okay? You just have to ride the wave.
Do me a favor.
Uh-huh.
Every morning light a white candle, and I want you to take yourself out of your own way and just trust. Do you trust Source?
Yes.
Right. Let him do the work. You got to breathe.
Yeah.
You got to, because it's, you got to breathe. If you trust, because let me just be really realistic, Abhany, I'm always. You worrying and going all over the place, are you really controlling the situation?
No, there isn't.
No, you're not, hon. If you know it's going to happen, if you know it's coming in your favor, let Source do its work. And that's when you really know if you trust that or not. A lot of people don't understand that feeling or that understanding, because in life we've always had money in our food on our plate, but when times are down, the first thing that people do is fear, and they get nervous. That's not going to do anything. If you say you trust Source when you have money, trust Source now when things are chaotic. Get out of your own way now.
Oh, yeah. Can you tell if my children's book is going to be okay? Is it going to take off and do good?
Well, honey, we're only doing one question per call.
Oh, sorry. Today. Okay.
So,
no, you're fine,
yeah.
Hon. Let us know what happens.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good night. Thanks. Bye.
You too. Sorry. All right. Oof. Hold on. I had to breathe there for a second. I'm sorry.
That's cool.
All right, area code 614-364. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
Kalina, Ohio. And I'd like to know if you see anything as to how my marriage is going to go.
Okay. Oh, no, yeah, give me one moment, sweetie. Oh. You know, are you already having problems with this?
I'm sorry?
Are you already having problems with him?
Yeah, you can put it that way, sure.
Okay.
Okay,
because I see him on a self-destructive path, and
what?
I really feel that you're a bystander in that right now, and I feel that you've been emotionally hurt. But it's okay for you because you love him and you will stick by your man in a way. But honestly, honey, I feel that he's going to give it a little bit of a try to try and make it work. He will try and do a little bit better, but I don't see him succeeding in that.
As far as him, like, on the wrong path, no, he's very goal-oriented, and that's basically what's kind of annoying me. I see him maybe three or 4 minutes per day. He's got his master's. He's got now his computer program. He's got the work. He's just, now that I want to do what, as a growing up, I was not allowed to do. I was supposed to be quiet. I don't see spirits. I don't hear spirits. I did. Now that I want to go out and I want to do my thing, he wants to get a divorce because he doesn't believe in spirits.
Okay, so then you just...
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, so if he doesn't believe in it, then why saying it? So why worry? You just took his power away. That's all that was. Because you sat there because it's a culture thing. You're just like ours in so many ways. It's kind of gone and done with. But you've been quiet all these years. When you started speaking up because your throat chakra was open, you just took his power away. So did you expect anything else different?
Yeah, after I have all the support and everything I've done for him.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's a culture thing also. It's that power. That
he's Spanish, isn't he?
No, he's not.
He's white, Caucasian, African American.
White, yeah.
Hmm.
Very well educated.
Well, still, he's a man.
Yeah.
You know, anytime the woman, especially with heterosexual men, anytime a woman speaks up for themselves, it makes them feel emasculated.
Yeah. Tell me, oh, I'm not going to come home. I got no problem. By the time you come back, I will have changed the lock. No problem with me.
Yeah. Well, honey, that's exactly what I was meaning. He's having some problems with it. or with the relationship, okay, this particular part of it, he's not really comfortable with it. He's talking about the divorce. That's the problems you're already having. You confirm that for me, okay? And honestly, I think he will try and understand it a little bit, even though he's already talking about divorce. He'll come back and he'll try and understand it a little bit. But after that, it'll become a problem again. And I don't really see that it's going to work out, to be all honest. I don't like giving bad news, but I just don't feel that it's going to work out.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Let me just answer this chat question really quick. Let's be beautiful. Can I have your first name so I can go ahead and address that question? Hold on one second. Sierra wants to know if you see any pregnancies.
What's your name again?
Sierra.
Sierra? Okay.
Right.
I do, but I don't feel like anything's pregnant right now.
Okay.
I feel that there is pregnancy coming, but not right now.
All right, we're going to take the next caller here, area code 919771. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
My name is Pam. I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I'd just like to know if you see anything coming up for me in my love life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I do see something coming up for your love life here. I'm being told by someone on the other side, though. Do you have a mother or a mother-type figure on the other side, an older lady?
Yes, my grandmother.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm being told that she's the one telling me this, okay? But you are going to have someone coming into your love life who's going to be the Mr. Right rather than the Mr. Right Now, okay? And that this individual should be coming up give me one moment. I'm trying to get the timeline out for you here.
Okay.
August 18th to the 19th.
Oh.
Okay. And that's what I'm being told is that it's Mr. Right rather than Mr. Right Now. I'm feeling that this person is going to have all of the good qualities that you've been looking for. Of course, everybody has a little bit something wrong with them here and there, you know. But he doesn't seem to be as spasmodic and as psychologically damaged as a few of these other people that you've come across in life.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
So,
okay.
The last message coming in, I know we're looking specifically for the love. I don't have much more on that. But the message coming from her is that she loves you, dear. Okay?
Okay. Well,
and she's still with you. She hasn't left you.
Aw. Okay, thank you very much. You guys have a great
okay.
night, and you're very good.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. All right. Again, you guys, a special for tonight is $5, 15 minutes, one question. Go visit www.howpsychic.com to book your appointments. All right. We got two more callers. If anyone has any questions, please call in the show and ask your question. Thank you. And the number is 619-789-6807. Give me one moment here. Area code 563-543. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Karen, and I'd like to know if somebody's coming into my life. Lovely.
Okay. Honey, are you a very recluse person, or are you hermited?
Well, I stay at home a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I do see, like, you don't get out a lot and you're not in the environments where people would normally meet people. But that is not a problem. That's the message today. Of course, you need to get out of the house a little bit more, maybe get into environments that you enjoy, such as book clubs, whatever it is that you enjoy. But I will say that I do see someone coming into your life this year. I see a good relationship developing for you and a good committed one by the end of the year. Now, I'm not talking marriage quite yet by the end of this year, but at least a good committed relationship, one that is equal on both sides rather than just all one way, okay? And it's going to be later on in this year. We're looking around November and December for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
You're welcome. Night. Have a good one.
Thank you, honey.
Bye-bye.
I'm sorry. Okay, I think we have a Skype caller, and I usually don't pick up 111s, you guys, but hopefully it's a safe call here. Hold on. Go ahead, 111, you're on air. Just state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, it's Nathaniel from California.
I should have known it was you.
Hey,
I didn't see the 714, Nathaniel.
How are you doing tonight?
What's going on?
Doing all right. How are you?
Pretty good. Could you just pull a card or a general read, or do I need a question?
Oh, Nathaniel, you know me. I don't do generals.
Oh,
what's going on, Nathaniel? How's the business?
I'm just wanting to see. Do you want to pull a card, or let's see.
Because, Nathaniel, this month is supposed to be booming for you, business-wise, okay?
Okay.
This month is supposed to be a money-making month. I see a lot of new opportunity coming in through clientele, whatever, okay? Love life, it's going to take off a little bit this month as well, okay? Let's see here, but Nathaniel, why do I get the sense that you were sick lately?
Let's see here, I got injured. I got on the 4th of July. I got kneed in the back at the hospital.
All right.
So I've been.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I've been going to see the thing, so I've been getting better, and I didn't want to hold a grudge. The guy's kind of.
Yeah.
A pushy big guy, and I get a little. So.
Well, Nathaniel, I do see you healing. Okay.
All right, I'm a good hand. So the chiropractor I have, I really like. He's a spiritual guy too.
Oh, great, great. Okay, well, we wish you the best, and I'm glad to have you back on the show.
Oh, thanks so much, both of you.
Right. Bye
bye.
Bye, guys. Good night.
Bye.
All right, our last caller for tonight looks like area code 678-851. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes,
okay,
hello.
Go right into your question.
Please go right into your question.
Yeah, my question is about my financial security and my career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
How do you see that goes?
I actually do see you getting your credit back in order this year, okay? You won't have everything straightened out completely by the end of the year, but I do feel that you will be back on your way to good repair, okay? Financially, I see things picking up more so in the next month for you rather than this one. However, things will pick up slightly this month to help you tide yourself over. Until they pick up more dramatically in the following month, okay? So you're probably going to end up with a temporary financial opportunity this month that sees you through.
What kind of financial opportunity do you see coming my way?
I'm actually seeing a new job coming your way that may end up paying you a little bit better than your last one. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I'm feeling you finding this or coming upon this through a referral or somebody that you talk to who leads you there. And maybe from a friend or a family member.
Uh-huh.
Let me know when you're done.
Okay.
What was your name, hon?
My name was Siri.
Oh, okay. You're in Georgia, right?
Yes, I'm in Georgia, yes.
Okay, so your question earlier, was it you wanted to know if your credit's going to get fixed? I'm misunderstanding you.
No, I talked about my job and my career.
Your career, your job and your career.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing now?
I do computer work right now.
What kind of computer work?
Like data management.
Data management?
Yes.
Do you do software? Are you like a software consultant too, maybe, or?
Not really consultant, but, you know, computer work to do with data management, dealing with different companies.
Okay, do me a favor, reach out to me because I live in Atlanta. My company's hiring. So why don't you reach out on the website and let me see what I can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
What is your contact information?
Just go visit the website, www.howpsychic.com, and just send Adam an email. He'll give it to me. We both live in Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see what I can do for you.
Okay, that's cool.
Is that all right?
That's all right. Let me get a piece of pen on the paper so that I can write it down so that I don't forget.
You should have wrote that down 2 minutes ago. What are you doing? You are not on it.
You
should always have pen and paper when you call psychic.
You never know what you're going to get on the other line.
Okay, it's
www.howpsychic.com.
And then psychic, which is P-S-Y, C-H-I-C, .com.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just send
just shoot me an email. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And put your phone number in the email. I will give that to Lolita, okay?
Okay.
See, you're already getting referral.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. Yeah. All right. If anyone else out there has a question, feel free to call in. If not, we are going to end the show early since we got to all of our callers, which we did a lot in like 40 minutes.
We are also featuring a hour reading for only $19.95 on our website. Yes, people, that's for a full 1 hour reading, and that is visible at howpsychic.com. You will be able to book your appointments through there, and don't forget we are also featuring the 15-minute reading for only $5. Anybody right now that wants to receive a message or is looking to get some messages from Spirit as well, please call in to the show within the next 3 minutes.
Oh, we got one more caller just raised her hand. Hold on 1 second here.
Okay.
Eric, so 323-348, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, hi, Rev. This is Kahira. I'm not sure if I have a question. I'm still listening to the show.
Hey, hon.
See anything? Hi. Anything coming up for me that's important? I know I always ask about work, career, and love life.
Yeah, come here.
I'm working on a career, so.
Mm-hmm. How's that love life going, honey? Good or bad? Because I felt like there was a shift the other day. You know I've been working on you, right? Well, I was feeling a shift the other day.
Hmm.
Now, that shift seems to be for the better.
I think so. I mean, it's, let's say nothing has materialized yet. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know that there were some hardships there, but we should be getting something materializing by Friday, okay?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm glad you called in because I had to give you that update anyway.
Okay, yeah, I was listening. I saw that you were You have your show on tonight, so I was just listening.
Awesome. Well, give me a ring off show, probably tomorrow. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, we just got one more caller that just jumped in here. 563-543, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
Hi, it's Karen again, and I'd like to know if there's any messages from Spirit for me.
Okay. Let's see here. Well, Spirit says that you're on track, but you need to build your confidence. Okay? Spirit
okay,
says that confidence right now needs to be built up a little bit more. You also have some family members on the other side rooting for you, where your family here in this world physically seems to be distant.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, just know that you have family on the other side. They're looking out for you right now. They're fully realized about the mistakes of the past and how they weren't so good. And I feel that they're trying to help you out from the spirit world right now.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
God bless you, honey.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
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 All right. Looks like that is it. We just had one caller, so I don't know if that last call. What? They just jumped in. Hold on 1 second. Looks like from Maryland.
Yeah.
443-314, please state your name and go right into your question.
My name is Veronica, and I wanted to see if I can, like, ask a question about my love life.
Yeah. Honey, we do questions on all things, okay? Go ahead and ask.
Will I be meeting somebody soon, or is there somebody in my life that I'm talking to now that can be, you know, a potential boyfriend?
Honey, you know that man you've been talking to for a little while, off and on, more of a friendly thing. This one, I think, is one of the only guys you're really interested in. In fact, I think he is the only guy. He hasn't shown a lot of romantic interest quite yet, but I do feel that there is something there, and that will more than likely end up developing sometime within the first or second week of next month. Right now, the message for you in whole from the spirit is that, yes, the love life is coming, but right now is worried about financial and building yourself up. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in, and I wish you all the best on that.
Thank you. All right, area code 516-432. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Sandra. I'm calling from New York, and I'd like to see what you could tell me about an upcoming romantic partner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, Sandra. Let's see here. You know what, Sandra? I do see you getting someone here. So let me get the timeline for you.
Sure.
September, okay. And we're looking at September 10th to the 14th, okay?
Well, that's very specific.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I tend to do this a lot. Truthfully, I shouldn't be giving out timelines on the show. But I do get that timeline for you. I feel that this guy, when he comes in, okay, this relationship, it actually will work. And this guy isn't just some scrub with some menial job out there like the rest have been for many of us lately. What you're going to find with this guy is that he's a doctor. He's a specialty doctor as well. He doesn't just do general practice. He's a more specific doctor, okay?
Okay.
It may be something. I'm getting, like, the upper body part areas, So it's got to be something with the upper body parts that he specializes in, whatever. But
okay.
The guy, he's a great guy. He's a spiritual guy. Even though he's a doctor, he does believe in holistics, okay? I even feel that he's a little intuitive. Mind you, he's not gifted psychically speaking, but he is a little intuitive. He's just got this easygoing, go-with-the-flow kind of attitude, hates confrontational stuff, loves, you know, discussing things through, having conversations to resolve problems, whatever, but doesn't like confrontation. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
And, yeah, wow, this one is coming through almost crystal clear, okay? Loves frogs. Absolutely loves frogs. Don't know why, and we're not talking toads. It's just something about frogs is like he loves frogs. Okay,
well, maybe
whatever.
Maybe he's a prince.
Who knows? Maybe it's a symbolic thing here, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think anybody would want to kiss a frog, though. To
no,
turn him
no,
into
no.
one. But definitely seems to be someone of good caliber.
Okay, when you say this is one that will work, you mean that this is something that's long-standing, this romance?
Something that can turn into marriage and permanent life partner. You see what
okay,
I'm saying?
Good. Yeah, that's what I'm kind of looking for at this stage of the game.
Oh, honey, aren't we all? I do feel that, he had... Okay, mind you, we all have pet peeves, right? Okay, so he's got a few.
Sure.
But I don't feel anything really wrong with him. It's sort of surprising because I see him going to a psychiatrist or a psychologist, you know, the person that deals with the emotion rather than the brain. I forget which one's which. But I feel that he's going to one because he wants to go, because he just simply wants to ensure that he's mentally, emotionally fit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, he sounds like a trip.
Like a what?
Like a trip.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. But what is,
and
what
he
does
does have
Mr.
a personality
like?
Of that. I will give you that, too.
That is excellent.
All right.
Can you tell me kind of what he looks like? So I can be looking out for him?
Well, no. We're not going to look out.
Yeah.
We're not going to look out. Just go
with
your gut and
your
intuition. No. Because
we shouldn't be. But I will tell you this. He is tall.
Okay.
That's
okay.
it. I'm going to leave you with that.
Well, I'm very open. All my men have looked different. So I certainly wouldn't discriminate against any color.
You.
Creed.
Mm-hmm. Honey, we got specific enough that, you know, you're going to know the guy when he comes.
I'm sure I'll feel it, right? That's what love's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got a feeling in your gut, trust me.
Yeah.
You will feel
totally
it when you know it.
Well, thank you so much for that. That sounds fantastic.
All right, you have a great night.
You too. Yes.
Thank you.
Blessings.
All right.
Blessings.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, everyone, thank you for visiting our show. Please check us out at www.howpsychic.com and book your special. Lots of love, light, and full of gratitude. Namaste.
Namaste. Good night.